Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. And the Phils get a much needed win last night. Who would have thought we would talk about potentially at this point in the season? Do you think a couple of months ago, 2-3 months ago, we'd be talking about in August a game against the Miami Marlins coming away with a win like this, saying it's a much needed win? A lot of people are saying that, man. A lot of people are saying, there's some people I think are going a little over the top saying it's like a season turnaround type of win or season saving. I'm not going to go that far. I'll say that right off the bat. Don't know if that was necessarily like a huge, gigantic, crucial game, but I do think it was an important game. We'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. Normal show for you today. Give you the key moments from last night's game and series takeaways. We'll preview the Washington series and then give you a little update on Ranger Suarez, a little injury update, as he should be back pretty soon. So let's get to the key game moments from last night. Did not start off well for Tyler Phillips on the mound and the Phillies. Jonah Bride, a 3-run bomb to left field, leaves a sinker up and in the zone. It was not boding for good things. 3-0 Miami pretty early on. Phils, though, would cut the lead a little bit. It would be 3-2 by the end of the third. Edmundo Sosa and Bryce Harper would both get a couple of RBIs. Sosa on a grounding into a double play, getting an RBI, and Harper grounding into a force out, which would score Johan Rojas. Marlins, though, would get it back to a 3-run lead. Jesus Sanchez and Jonah Bride both picking up RBIs in the top of the fourth. But the bottom of the fourth is this, where this game turned around. A Kyle Schwarber bomb in a big way. A grand slam, Oppo Taco to left field. 6-5 Phillies, where they would take the lead and not look back. Bottom of the seventh is where they would get their insurance for this game. Alec Bohm with an RBI single that would bring around Bryce Harper to score. And then JT Realmuto with an opposite field double to right, and that would bring home both Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm, which would make it a 9-5 lead, and that's where it would stop. Carlos Estevez comes in the ninth, and the bullpen does a great job aiding Tyler Phillips, and he had a pretty bad outing. So the Phils get the win 9-5 over the Marlins, and they split this little two-game set that they have against Miami, and next they will play against Washington for a 4-game set at home. So there you go. Miami split that series. Takeaways from this game. Number one take, first, well, I guess Yeah, I guess this is my number one takeaway from this, right? Number one takeaway from this game. It's not a season-saving win. We're not doing that. I don't think this is any type of a season-saving win. I think there are still issues with how hot and cold this offense is, but we'll get to the offense in just a little bit. I do feel good about this offense, but still, not a season-saving win. But it is a much-needed one because the way that things that have been going for this Phillies team, you look at the last pretty much since the Oakland series, right? And they've been playing, you know, ever since the London series, have been playing mediocre ball. But specifically the last month, and then you have, you know, you took 2 of 3 from LA, but then you end the week with how you lose 3 of 4 to Arizona, especially after winning the first game of the series. You're like, thinking, oh, this team's getting back on a roll. And then even, you know, Tuesday night against Miami, where it just felt like, man, they just, this team can't get anything going offensively. And Taiwan Walker comes back from injury, doesn't do the best job, and, you know, the Phillies just can't get anything going. So coming off of that, I think the way the Phillies won last night, especially in a comeback fashion, it was a needed win. A needed win to potentially get some, you know, because it just felt like things were, it just felt like the switch was just off and that nothing could go right for this Phillies team. They just didn't feel like there was a spark or any type of jolt to get the team going. So I felt like last night was important in that way. Again, not season saving or anything like that, but important in a way where this team can build on this, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes as well. Second takeaway from last night's win, bullpen picking up Tyler Phillips. Phillips did not pitch all that well. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 5 earned, a walk, 4 strikeouts, also gave up the home run to Jonah Bride. So he did not do well, but Jose Ruiz comes in that fifth inning, does a good job to get out there. And then the rest of the way, you know, the back end of that bullpen where these guys are supposed to be reliable and hopefully come playoff time, it's just going to be all systems go. Strom, Hoffman, Alvarado, and Carlos Estevez all do a great job. The bullpen overall between those, you know, those five guys, was it? It was five guys between Ruiz. Yeah, 5 guys. 4 2/3, 7 strikeouts, only 2 hits, a 0 spot in the run column, which is the most important thing. So for the bullpen, look, Tyler Phillips, somebody that's, you know, he's supposed to be back end of this rotation, you know, as Ranger Suarez gets back. Now you have Taiwan back. Tyler Phillips isn't supposed to be a guy that you're expecting to go out there and, you know, give you 6 to 7 shutout innings. So I thought it was important the way the offense, you know, which we'll get to in a second, and then the bullpen did a really, really good job of, you know, cleaning up Tyler Phillips' mess there early on in the first half of this game. And speaking of the offense there, a lot of variety from this offense. I'm still concerned with how hot and cold this offense can be. Trey Turner got a day off there, and he'd kind of been a part of how I felt, you know, this Phillies team can be up and down, and he's no stranger to that. He's been, you know, mostly up this year when he was healthy, and then down recently as he gets a day off. But I'm still concerned with how this offense, you know, can be hot and cold. And how it seems like when they're really cold, they can't figure out a way to score runs. But last night was positive for me. Was definitely a step in the right direction positively, because early on you had Stott stealing a base, you had Rojas stealing a base, which led to scoring runs, even if it was a way in where Sosa grounded into the double play and Harper grounds into the force out, but still were able to bring those runs home, right? You had the Schwarber Grand Slam, of course, But then you had the insurance runs late in the game from JT and Boehm on singles and doubles that brought those runs home that were in scoring position. So I felt like, you know, between stealing the bases, the small ball, the Schwarber bomb, and those insurance runs late in the game, I thought was a good thing for this offense that they could, because that, to me, that's variety. That's variety, and that's what this Phillies offense needs. So any kind of step in that direction where this offense can score in variety is always a good thing, and they're going to need that, you know, come playoff time, because not many teams just slug their way to a World Series title. Not many. Not like it hasn't been done before. You know, the Texas Rangers last year, just most recently, they pretty much almost did it with Seager and Adolis Garcia in that offense. So it's happened, but it's very rare. So it's important that the Phillies in the next couple of months can, you know, win in a variety of ways, specifically offensively, as the offense still, you know, I think the core of this team, the offense is supposed to be the strength. The offense is supposed to be the strength. So variety from this offense in last night's win. So series takeaways, and I know it was just a two-game set, but let's give our takeaways from the two-game set. Trey Turner getting a day off and this whole team meeting thing. So I find it interesting that Trey gets a day off, but why did they never give somebody like Castellanos a day off? And I know it's kind of worked into where Castellanos has been good lately, but I mean, Trey has been good most of the year and then has a bad couple of weeks and he needs a day off, and they, you know, they pretty much quote unquote bench him in a sense. I don't know. It's just, I feel like, I guess Topper knows the clubhouse better than anybody. So look, you know, Topper's been successful. I guess he gave him the benefit of the doubt, but I just don't see, I hate that dynamic where it's like, why didn't they give Castellanos a day off, but they're giving Trey a day off? I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but it is what it is. The team meeting thing, if they needed a team meeting, good. Hopefully it can only mean good things for this team. That was a report that, you know, sources said that apparently there was, don't quote me on this, but it looks like there was a team meeting, even though Topper denies it. He said whatever stays in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse. So, but it sounds like there was potentially a team meeting. And I guess that could only mean good things. That could only mean good things that at least, you know, I don't think this Phillies team is panicking, but they see that, oh, we have not been playing good baseball and we need to get it going, you know, heading, you know, but let's get it going now. Let's get it going. So I get it. I understand it. So Turner getting a day off, team meeting there. I think could only mean good things as far as team meeting goes, but the Turner thing, I don't know. But is what it is. Second takeaway from this series, and looking back to game two once again.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hopefully, last night was a step in the right direction for Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott. both get two hits. Again, I mentioned Bryson Stott had the stolen base and ended up, you know, coming home early in the game. Hopefully it's a step in the right direction for both of them, because look, we know at the biggest strength of this lineup are the Kyle Schwarbers, are the Trey Turners, are the Bryce Harpers, are the JTs. Castellanos is when he's going, and Alec Bohm now as well, you know, him being an all-star this year and him being the RBI machine that he is. But Bryson Stott and Brandon Marsh are supposed to be, you know, two players in this lineup that were supposed to give this lineup the length that it should have. And Bryson Stott gave this lineup length last year, you know, for the most part. I think we overrate his batting average a little bit, but still, like, he was a solid offensive player last year, and I thought he was important to the success, you know, in the long run. And Brandon Marsh is supposed to be a much better hitter than he has been. If you've listened to me all season long and even last year, I feel like Brandon Marsh is a pretty underrated player, and he's not living up to, I felt like he's been underrated offensively. And he's been doing a really good job of making me look stupid. So I think last night hopefully is a step in the right direction for both of those guys, because this offense needs them. Offense is going to need them down the stretch as well, especially in October. So again, I know it comes down to Harper and Turner and Castellanos and the guys I named before, but you're going to need those guys in spots. Remember the Stott Grand Slam against Miami last year? Remember that? So team's going to need them at some point. Last takeaway from this series. You know, I talked about how I do think it's a much-needed win. Not a huge win, but a much-needed win. And how they've been playing lately and why it was a much-needed one. And I think this game is, in a way, it's good for them heading into this Washington series now that they can carry some momentum heading into the series. Because if you lost this Miami game, it's like, man, we just can't get it going right now. And now we got, you know, we talked about coming home, and thank gosh we're coming home, and you know, we had that road trip, and like, oh, you know, make this road trip stop, let's just get home. Wouldn't have felt good to lose two in a row to Miami, of all teams, and then head into a four-game set at home with Washington, who Washington isn't great either, but they're a little better than Miami. So for them to carry this momentum from this game, hopefully they can. You carry this momentum from this win against Miami, and you go into this series with Washington, and you say, let's take three or four. You know, at this point, take three or four. I would love a four-game sweep. But let's just be realistic. Let's just take three or four from Washington and end this road trip with end this week at home with a 4-2 record. Would really like that. So hopefully you can carry some momentum off of this win against Miami. So speaking of the Nationals, let's get you set for this four-game set. Nationals by the numbers, they are 55-66, fourth in the NL East right now, 5-5 in their last 10 games, offense 18th in runs scored, starting pitching 22nd in ERA, and bullpen 23rd in earned run average. So pretty much all around, their team is just below average. So probable starters. Tonight at 6:40, it'll be Mitchell Parker and Zach Wheeler. Tomorrow at 6:40, once again, it'll be Patrick Corbin, 5.98 ERA and 24 starts this year. Has not been good since that World Series year for Washington. Then Aaron Nola on the other side with a 3.60 ERA and 24 starts. And then Saturday, it'll be a 6:05 start. Mackenzie Gore on the one side for the Nats, and then on the home side for the Phils, it'll be Christopher Sanchez. Then to round out the series on Sunday at 1:35, it will be Jake Irvin, who has been one of the better starters for Washington, and then Taiwan Walker. It'll be his second start since returning from injury. Looks like all lefties. I want to say for Washington. I could be wrong about that. You know, Gore and Corbin and Parker are all lefties. Jake Irvin, I forget if he is a righty or lefty. He's a righty, so I apologize. So three lefties and then a righty to end with Jake Irvin on Sunday. Bets to take. Look, FanDuel was down. Not that FanDuel's the end-all, be-all. That's like mostly what I use. So I have DraftKings because the FanDuel bets weren't... I was trying to get the FanDuel bets and they weren't coming up. So DraftKings, though, these are some bets to take. Three bets for you before we get to an update on Ranger Suarez. First bet, Nick Castellanos to hit a home run. It's been since... I think since like mid-July that Nick Castellanos has hit a home run. I think he's due. He's been hitting well over the last month or so. Plus 360 hit a home run. I would take Casty plus 360 to hit a bomb tonight against Washington. Zach Wheeler, 5+ strikeouts. Trey Turner to get a double. And Mitchell Parker, 6+ hits allowed for the Nationals. That's a plus 400. Take those, that little trifecta there. Zach Wheeler, 5+ strikeouts. Trey Turner gets a double. Mitchell Parker, 6+ hits allowed, plus 400. Take that. And then, lastly, I'll take Kyle Schwarber. A couple of hits. 2+ hits, plus 320. Again, facing a lefty. You know how good he's been against lefties this year. So Kyle Schwarber, 2+ hits at plus 320. I would take that. Those are your bets to take against Washington. Little preview for you. Injuries and moves. Ranger Suarez, really the only thing to update you on. He had the lower back soreness. He threw a 2-inning simulated game on Tuesday. Manager Rob Thompson said, quote, he looked good. His fastball reaching 90 to 91 and was able to command his curveball and changeup. And then Ranger will pitch another simulated game on Sunday. So it looks like the Phils will go to a 6-man rotation once Ranger Suarez returns. And I guess his expected return week of August 19th, which is next week. So hopefully we can see Ranger back by next week. That's an update for you on the injuries and moves as far as the Phils go with Ranger Suarez there. Around Major League Baseball, before we get you out of here, let's look at some of the scores around the National League East. So, would be lovely. There we go. So, Washington, who we'll see tonight, 4-game series, lost to Baltimore, in Baltimore, 4-1. And then the Mets destroyed Oakland, 9-1 in New York. And then lastly, the Braves absolutely obliterated the Giants, 13-2. So, Phils... round out the NL East there with a 9-5 win. Around Major League Baseball, Kansas City in Minnesota, they got the win 4-1. Arizona's just on a heater right now. They cannot stop losing. They win 11-4 at home against Colorado. Slam Diego, Padres win 8-2 over Pittsburgh. Boston, Red Sox lose in Boston 9-7 to Texas. Guardians, 6-1 over the Cubbies. Detroit 3-2 and a one run win over Seattle in the Tigers' home stadium in Detroit. Cincinnati 9-2 win at home against the Cardinals. 2-1 for Houston over Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. Yankees 10-2 win over Chicago in Chicago. And then a couple more for you. Brewers win 5-4 against the Dodgers. And then LA, the Angels get beat pretty bad against Toronto. 9-2, Toronto wins that game. And by the way, Aaron Judge, fastest player ever to 300 home runs. Judge is just absolutely unbelievable. So he hits his 300th home run last night. Judge just doesn't... I think Judge is the fastest to 300, and he passes Ralph Kiner, who did it in 1,087 games, and Aaron Judge does it in 955 games, fastest player in MLB history to 300 home runs. This is just what Judge does. As long as Judge can stay healthy, man, he's on track to the Hall of Fame, obviously. But that's the key to Judge's career. The key has always been health. Has always been a big part of Aaron Judge, you know, since his breakout season, his rookie year in 2017. As long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be in Cooperstown for sure. So that's only the really big notable news I have for you around Major League Baseball. So thank you again, once again, for listening to Phillies Today. We really appreciate every single one of you listeners out there, specifically, every single one of you for sure, but everybody also that listens, you know, daily, we really, really appreciate you, you know, for listening with us all season long. And, we try to give you the best content that we can here at 94WIP for Phillies 24/7. So that's going to do it for me. I'll be back Monday. Make sure you stay tuned for Kyle Forsini, Justin Morgenstein, and Dan Wilson all do a great job on this channel. Hopefully the Phillies can take 3 or 4 from Washington. I'm not taking anything less than that. You know, end this road trip, home stand with a positive record. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.